The department store is pressing charges. You observed shoplifting on Monday morning, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You want to make a statement?
I don't shop on weekends.
All right, who we got on this week? Wilson's on vacation. Yamana's with the DA's office. That leaves you, me, Wojciechowicz, and Fish. Fish, as soon as you're finished, huh?
Right.
Okay, now. Here's the garage. It's 162 East 2nd Avenue. I guess we ought to set up on one of these apartment houses across the street.
What are we looking for?
Heroin. Lots of it. It's coming from North Africa, through the Middle East, into Marseille, up through France, across to England, and by boat to New York.
Wouldn't mind making a trip like that myself.
Good, I'll get my hat and go with you. Why is it so hot in here?
The air conditioner's off.
No air conditioning in the middle of the summer?
Power conservation.
Oh, that's marvelous, marvelous. And I can't take a shower for a week.
Oh? Religious holiday?
My wife is retiling the bathroom.
Okay, Barney, what's going on?
Cottage stakeout. Expect a drop to be made in the next couple of days somewhere in the city.
Is that necessary?
The karate? It's a very important part of modern law enforcement.
And the yelling? Can't you learn to cripple someone quietly?
All right, DeLuca, you check out the apartment house at 165. Fish and I'll check out 167, 169.
I'll take 171.
There is no 171.
Oh, well, then what do I do?
You stay here and mind the store.
Well, how come I can't go? Hey, you remember the last time Fish and Yamana got to go on that big stakeout up on the west side? I had to sit here and answer the phones.
Somebody's got to stay in the squad room.
When do you want to leave, Barney?
As soon as I wash up.
Barney, I got a doctor's appointment.
Can't you change it?
No, it's an emergency.
What's wrong?
Don't worry about it.
Well, if you're sick, why don't you go home?
No, thanks. That's where I got sick.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it now.
The last time you guys went on that big stakeout, I said, can I go? You said, not this time. So I said, well, what about next time? And you said, yeah. Remember, Fish?
Of course I remember. It was a very touching moment, as I recall.
What do you say, Bond? Fair is fair.
I didn't think it meant that much to you.
Well, I like to be with you.
I like to be with you, too. All right, if you want to go, you can go.
Thanks, Martin.
Don't mention it. DeLuca, reassign somebody from the second shift. Fish, we're going to have to draw special weapons.
Hey, let me do it. I'll call on the armory. Let's see, what do we need? Shotguns? Tear gas? Gas masks?
Nice boy.
It takes so little to make him happy.
This is a very fine apartment. I think you'll be very happy here.
I'm sure we will.
You boys been living together long?
Since the first minute we laid eyes on each other. Why?
No reason. You're a nice couple.
Mr. Stavlicek, we'd appreciate it if no one in the building knew we were here.
I knew it. I could smell a cop a mile away.
It's only 11:30.
Somebody here in trouble? You got a very fine class of people in this building. But it's those broads on the third floor.
No, it isn't.
Broads on the fifth floor?
We're not interested in any broads.
At the moment.
Listen, whatever you tell me is strictly confidential. Got something on the guy in 3G?
Mr. Stavlicek, we're not interested in anyone in this building.
Is the water on in the bathroom?
You're gonna use the water?
If it's clean.
Well, it's pretty clean. But if you're gonna use the utilities, I need a deposit.
The police department will take care of that.
It's a policy with transoms.
Yeah, I will take care of it. Thank you.
More pills? What'd the doctor say?
He said it was either a paranoid depression or something I ate for breakfast.
What'd you eat for breakfast?
I didn't eat breakfast.
What are you depressed about?
I don't know. Maybe my divorce.
Divorce? You and Bernice? I don't believe it.
Neither did she. I told her this morning.
What'd she say?
Nothing. She never pays attention.
Excuse me. Am I interrupting important police business?
And who are you?
I'm Mrs. Stavlicek. You just met my husband.
Big, muscular guy who can't keep a secret?
That's him. Unselfish. All the time giving, giving. Particularly information. I brought you some towels and soap and a coffee pot.
Thank you.
I hope you catch him. Or her, as the case may be.
Hey, Bart. I got everything we need. Got 10-gauge shotgun, 12-gauge shotguns, telephone, and tear gas.
Did you bring a chair?
Chair?
There's no place to sit down.
Oh, sorry.
I see you bought grenades, too, huh?
Just a thought.
Well, if we don't use all this stuff, you're not going to feel bad, are you?
No.
Put it away, Wojciechowicz.
Wojciechowicz? Polish?
Yeah.
Bardzo mi miło pana spotkać.
In kuje.
Nieprawda! Policjanci Polscy nie mogą nosić rewolwerów?
What did she say?
She wants to know if it's true they don't let Polish cops carry guns.
Tell her you got a gun.
I got a gun.
Of course, it keeps us on our toes.
Put that stuff away and hook up that phone, Mrs. Stavlicek. It is very important that no one knows we're here. Do you understand?
Don't worry. I'm not a talker. There's plenty I could tell if I was a talker.
Thank you.
For instance, did you know there was a very important city official who goes to the racetrack and fools around with his secretary?
Well, that sort of thing isn't very unusual.
And has a 30-year-old son who sucks his thumb?
Well, there you got something.
Don't worry. You won't be bothered. I tell everybody to keep away from this apartment.
Thank you.
Or they'd be arrested.
Look for another apartment, but I'm afraid they throw us a block party.
Barney, we're hooked up. I got the precinct.
Thanks. Hello. Yeah, DeLuca, we're in. All right, get down here about 6 o'clock to relieve Fish. We'll switch her over. Now what?
I get it. Hello. Police department?
Come in and shut the door.
Hello, Liz. Is anything wrong?
The tile man is there.
Good.
Who are you?
Tannenbaum of Tannenbaum Fine Liquors and Delicatessen.
Barney?
In a second. Liz, I'll leave it up to you. Any color you want. Pink? How about white? My mother made wonderful meals in a white kitchen.
It always starts with little things.
How about blue? Does he have blue? You always like blue.
Blue is nice.
Liz, whatever you want. A man who moves around a lot in this heat can't afford to be choosy. And if you value our relationship, will you get that shower turned on? All right. Bye-bye, darling. Now, what can I do for you?
Are you the chief?
Not yet.
Are you at least top man in the room?
I'm Captain Miller. Did you keep your voice down just in case there's anyone in the neighborhood who still doesn't know we're here?
I'm just curious. Are you here to keep an eye on me?
I don't know. Should we be?
I would appreciate it.
Is that your store across the street?
Exactly. Sound familiar?
Not particularly.
I'm one of your best customers. I've been robbed 36 times in the last 14 years. Next to Murder Incorporated, I probably got the biggest file in your office. And may I ask who you are?
fish.
Fish.
Good strong name. Here, boys, gather up. I got refreshments. Now, what's perfect on a hot day?
Something cold.
That's what I call a detective.
Mr. Tannenbaum, my business here does not involve you.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Now, why don't you buy a gun?
I made a deal with the mayor. I don't buy guns, and cops don't sell corned beef.
Mr. Tannenbaum, I'll call headquarters and have a patrol car keep an extra lookout.
I got something better. My own burglar alarm. I got a button near the cash register in case of a holdup. I press it, and watch what happens. I usually keep it at home, but since you boys are across the street, I hope you don't mind if I left it here.
If it'll make you feel better.
Well, I know you're busy. Crime being what it is, I won't keep you. Well, L'chaim, boys. Remember, if you need something, we deliver.
If you want me, I'll be down at the office. Call in every half hour.
Okay.
Okay, Bon.
And, if Elizabeth calls, any color but pink.
Any color but pink.
Hey, Fish. I sure hope they make that drop in our zone, don't you?
Actually, I could live without it.
Hey, where are you going?
To find something to sit on.
Hello. I'm Brandy from down the hall.
I'm Fish from the 12th Precinct.
I heard there were cops in the building. Anything I can do?
Got any extra chairs?
No chairs. But if you get any other ideas, I'm in 3B.
Hey, Fish. You want to go down to 3B, I'll cover for you.
It's in a pickup in Hoboken.
You mean you think he's coming here?
For your sake, Wojo, I hope so.
He didn't want to go home.
I know. Bernice called. It's 9 o'clock. It's already 86 degrees out there.
You smell gorgeous.
It's Liz's perfume.
That's very considerate of you.
Man does what he can. You got coffee?
On the stove.
You okay, Fish? What's the matter?
It's my back. And my neck. And my leg. I must have slept funny.
Hey, I can snap it back in for you.
Don't touch me, won't you, Hoes? I swear I got a gun.
I'm just gonna straighten you up.
Get away! I don't want to straighten up. I like it down here.
You all right, Fish?
Who's that?
It's Barney.
Hiya, Barney. It's my back.
And his neck. And his legs.
I'll be all right as soon as I take a pill.
Bernice called. She said she wanted to talk to you. She said it was important.
She's a helpless woman. Without me, she can't even find the bathroom. Where's the bathroom? A chair like that could kill you.
Step up.
I gotta take a pill.
Okay, go ahead. Take it easy.
Okay. Good morning!
Can I help you, Mrs. Stavlicek?
Oh, I got a couple who are interested in looking at the apartment. Can I show them around?
We'll be a little inconvenient at the moment.
Hey, that's some terrific shaving lotion.
Thank you.
Could you write the name down for Mr. Stavlicek? I'd like him to smell like that.
I'll take care of it before we leave.
I appreciate it more than I can say.
Hey, Barney, come here.
What do you got?
There's a blue four-door sedan been circling the block about 10 minutes.
I'll get it.
Did you get the license plate?
No, I'll get it next time around.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mr. Tannenbaum, what are you doing here?
A person has to eat. Crime notwithstanding.
It really wasn't necessary.
It's a pleasure, Colonel.
Captain.
Never mind, I have faith in you. How about a lox and cream cheese on a bagel?
Well, as long as you're here.
Barney, phone.
The fish, good morning.
Hello, I need coffee. Roger Howard, got any cream?
Nope, there ain't any.
Coffee without cream makes me nauseous.
Maybe if you lined your stomach with a prune Danish.
I'll try.
Keep an open mind.
Liz, you know I can't leave here. You'll have to wait for the tile man. And let Rachel take David to the dentist. Change the appointment.
Hey, Barney. Barney, come here.
Hold on a second. What's up?
That blue four-door has come around again. It's parking across from the garage.
Check out the license plate. Liz, do whatever you think best. You're doing a wonderful job at the kitchen and the bathroom. Why would you do any less with the children? Come on, yeah, come on.
The license is 143BLA.
That's my car. What about it?
It's parked across the street. Your wife is coming upstairs.
Bernice, she wouldn't have the nerve to come here. How did she find us?
Never underestimate a helpless woman.
Here you are, gentlemen. E. Hardy.
Mr. Tannenbaum, you shouldn't have gone to all that trouble.
No trouble. I held back part of an order from a bar mitzvah this afternoon.
You should have called her, Fish.
Hold her. I'm going to arrest her.
Something wrong?
It's his wife.
Don't worry. There's plenty of food. Get in here.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Bernice.
Hello.
Good morning, Bernice.
What are you doing here?
You forgot your pills this morning.
I didn't forget them. I didn't even go home last night.
You know, I had a feeling. I was afraid to look, but I had a feeling.
Go home, Bernice. And thanks for the pills.
I brought cream, too.
Thanks. Goodbye, Bernice.
Before I go, I want you to repeat what you said to me the other morning at breakfast.
Bernice!
Bernice!
Mr. Tannenbaum.
Shh!
Mr. Tannenbaum, would you care for a cup of coffee? A cup of coffee?
Oh, coffee, sure. Let's go in the kitchen.
All right, all right. You know what I said? I said the ex tasted like rubber.
That was the good part.
Barney! Barney, come here!
What you got?
There's a white panel truck just parked in front of the garage. Take a look.
Light gray, Jersey plates.
I'm waiting, Fish.
Barney.
Any work business?
Maybe, maybe. Fish, over there, break out the weapons.
Right.
Why does it have to be you?
Bernice. I know you'll excuse us. Business before pleasure. Mr. Tannenbaum, the two of you, please wait here. There may be trouble. I don't want anybody hurt.
Who would care?
May I introduce myself? I'm Harry Tannenbaum.
The former Bernice Fish.
Fish, get on the phone to headquarters and call for assistance.
Right.
Would you haul it to DeLuca? Let's go.
Is it convenient now?
Mr. Starbush.
Oh, let's go.
No. Everybody in the apartment. Nobody leaves the building.
Who's he? He's a policeman. How do you know?
Ask anyone in the building.
Look, there are two bedrooms. A bathroom. A very spacious closet. Look around.
Who are they going to shoot?
The people in the garage across the street.
62 cents a gallon. I'm not surprised.
Chuck and Abner, across 165 East, and I'd appreciate it if you hurried it up.
Hiya, Fish.
Hello.
Fish? Who's the girl in the negligee?
Bernice. Bernice.
Hello? Sorry. Captain Barney Miller is otherwise occupied. Hello, Mrs. Miller. How's everything? Listen, when you fix that bathroom, it'll be lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Blue is nice. There's some cattle, Barney.
Well, Jehovah's and DeLuca are riding back in the wagon. Are you going?
Tell you the truth, I'm going to take the opportunity to take a shower. I'll lock up. You take the rest of the day off. Take Bernice home.
You think so?
Bernice, take him home.
I was worried about you.
I'm okay, except I slept funny.
You want to go home?
I want to go where some attention will be paid.
I promise.
Good.
Fish, tell me, who's the lady in the negligee?
Bernice, are you starting again?
I'm paying attention.
Locked up for 2 days in the 12th precinct, so you might as well enjoy this 48-hour fandemonium marathon of Barney Miller, only on TV Land.